Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, we were off the air for the past couple of weeks because of the holidays, and I hope you had a great Pesach, and I hope you're in the mood to hear some chazanis. Tonight it will be a special program during this period. I'll probably play just a lot of chazanis up until, like Bomer, and prepare a program appropriate for this period. Of course, there's so much going on. I was going to play something for Rosh Chodesh, but so I'll do it next week. There's a lot of catching up to do. During this first hour, we'll be featuring a couple versions of Kael Mole to commemorate Yom HaShoah, the murder of 6 million Jews. And I didn't get a chance to play Tal. We'll hear quite a few versions of Tal. During the second hour, we'll be hearing different versions of for Sfira, Hineni Muchan Zuman, and Ono B'Koach. And then next week we'll continue with special Sfira, Homer, Ribono Shel Olam, prayers and other prayers. In the background, we've been listening, if you tuned in a little early, we have been listening to Volume 3 of Od Yosef Chai. This is the album put out by Aderet Mendy Werdiger of Yesler Rosenblatt. Believe it or not, I haven't had a chance to pick up Volume 4, but in the near future you'll be hearing some magnificent re-recordings of Yesler. My friend Alan Steinberg tells me that the new Volume 4 is absolutely outstanding. Okay, so it's certainly appropriate to play Kael Mole for the murdered 6 million. I know there are a lot of Yom HaShoah programs that have been going on yesterday, today, and throughout the week. So let's start with Shalom Katz and his classic Kael Mole Rachamim. Let's see if we get this started. Technical problem.
Bemalos ke Leon.
Certainly is a classic, and you know the story of Sholem Katz. He was saved from the concentration camps, and it was quite a magnificent miracle, if you will. And he davened in the Washington, D.C. area for many years. Actually, I saw his son Benji in Park East on Shabbos. I think he was there to celebrate some event with his father-in-law. And Benji, your dad was really a fantastic cousin with real soul. Working to find the next Kale Mole that I'll be featuring. It's Yossi Malavani. Here it is. Yossi Malavani with Kale Mole Rachamim. Let me tell you what's happening here. I am working from my iPod. Here it is.
Amen.
As you can tell, that was Cantor Mallovani at a live concert. And, you know, something interesting. This past weekend, I ran into somebody. We had a conversation about Chazanis. And he asked me, who was my favorite cantor? And I laughed and I said, you know, I don't have a favorite. I have favorite selections, and I have cantors who I enjoy. And I mentioned a couple that I liked. And I didn't mention Rosenblatt or Hirschman or Kvartan. And of course, I love Hirschman. And who could deny that Rosenblatt is one of the greats? And I said, well, there's a couple of pieces. So Ivanovsky that I really enjoy, and then Sirota. And I stopped short, and I thought to myself, those of you who know me, you know, I rarely talk about my likes and dislikes. I always say, look, when I play on the program, usually you can figure, you can pretty much tell who I like, but who's my favorite? I don't like to get into that game, because no matter who you say, somebody else is going to say, why didn't you pick somebody else? Anyway, just thinking about that, because this next selection, of course, of Gershon Sirota, his Kol Nidre is for me, you know, one of the greats, and let's hear his Kol Mole Rachamim. This is the great Gershon Sirota.
Come on,
Gershon Sirota with Cale Molle. Of course, you know that he was murdered with his most of his family in the Warsaw Ghetto. And as I always mention, when I hear the plaintive sound of his voice, it was almost as if he knew that he was going to be consumed by the Holocaust. Gershon Sirota. Okay, just a couple of program notes, well, of cantorial notes, and I want you to be aware that on June 15th at Temple Beth Shalom in Lawrence, Itchamir Helfgott and Binyamin Muller, together with David Burson, will make an appearance. He's from the Jewish Center, and cantor Joel Kaplan, the chazan of Beth Shalom, and the Jesse Aronson Choir. That's always a wonderful, wonderful event, and always a sellout. So for those of you who are interested, you know how to reach Temple Beth Shalom. Very simple on the computer. You're listening on the computer, so I know you know how to Google that. My friend Yidel tells me that at Chasam Sofer on the 13th and the 14th, Binyamin Helfgott will be davening, and I certainly look forward to seeing many of you there at that. That's always a rousing davening, to say the least, at Chasam Sofer. There's North Woodmere, Temple Hillel, on May 22nd on Sunday. I hope to see you there. Cantor Yaakov Motzen, and a new addition, Moshe Shulhoff, will be there, together with cantor Shlomo Guber, and I think it's his son David Guber. Both of them are from Netanya, and Danny Gildar will be the accompanist. That's at Temple Hillel on in North Woodmere. That's on a Sunday evening, May 22nd, the day of Lag Bomer. And July 3rd, 4th, and 5th will be the annual convention of the Cantorial Council of America. And there is a cantorial concert on Sunday evening, July 3rd. I hope to be there. Yeah, July 3rd, I'll be back from Israel. As you know, I'm going to Israel on the 29th of May for a couple of weeks, and I'll keep you posted about the latest events in Israel. We'll have to figure out how I'm going to do the recordings, of course. I will prepare appropriate recordings for those 2 weeks that I'll be in Israel. Oh, yes, here's a congregation, Beth Or. Congregation Beth Or is in Old Bridge, and they will have a concert with... We'll give you more information about this concert. It looks like I slipped up here, but there is a... Oh, here it is. East Meets West with Chazan Dardashti. May 6th and May 7th. That's this weekend. Ashkenazic and Sephardic music. That's, if you're in the Central Jersey area, you'll know Temple or Congregation Beth Or in Old Bridge on Route 516, Dardashti. Saturday evening, the Cantrell concert will begin at 9 o'clock. Congregation Beth Or. Okay, as I mentioned, because of the holidays, I didn't have a program for the last 2 weeks, and this is catch-up. Last year, for Tal, I played Rosenblatt, Waldman, Hirschman, and Stern. I'm not going to play them all again, but of course, I have to play the classic of the great cantor, Yesler Rosenblatt. So let's hear Rosenblatt's Tal. If you notice that there's a slight problem in the timing here, I'll just tell you, I normally pre-record off of albums where I have CDs. I pre-record onto CDs. This first hour and second hour, I try something rather different. All these programs are from my iPod, an iPod, yes. And I'm just having a little problem. I thought I'd run it more smoothly, but still going to keep trying. Cantor Yesler Rosenblatt with Tal. Thank you. That was Yossele Rosenblatt, and I pulled out my record dating chart, and I saw that that was recorded in 1923. That's 77, 87, 88 years ago, and he was accompanied by Milach Kaufman, cantor Milach Kaufman, I think. I know they were related, but you'll have to forgive me. I forgot exactly what the relationship was. Okay, this is a little different. This is Bensi and Shanker and Tal.
Tal, Tal Valetei. Rato is our She said, no, oi, berucha, bedirza, roime daga. Qui me il bo chemetach
Mm-hmm. in Boskeri, Zigronani,
Bikamrim, Bita. Tichade
Bensie and Schenker from an album Mordzitzer Melodies. This is certainly on a different note, if you will. It's Cantor Leib Glantz, and he certainly does a very different Tal. Leib Glantz.
Be a free time.
Glantz, Lev Glantz, he certainly was unique, to say the least. And I think we have time for one more Tal. You're not sick of Tal yet? No, neither am I. There's so many incredible recordings of Tal. I'm just trying to get one more here, if I can. You know, I told you I'm working with my iPad. It's an iPod. Okay, let's hear Yaakov Motzen.
Let's go.
I don't know.